Hello.
Hey, is this Robert?
Yes,
Hey, Robert. You had filled out a form on my website about selling your property on New Market Road.
Yes,
How's your day going?
Good so far.
Good, man. Love to hear it. I'm really familiar with the property.
Have you been
I
calling
got.
me 800 times in the past?
No, I haven't. This is the first time we've talked.
Okay. I didn't want to tell
Yeah.
somebody who's been bugging me about it forever.
Man, people are crazy, I tell you. I'll just leave it at that. I think you
Yeah,
understand.
I'm like, is there a sign in the front yard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that makes me want to ask the question. Why haven't you chatted with them? Do you think they're just blowing smoke?
Well, I wasn't really wanting to, wasn't sure if I was gonna sell it until now.
Okay, gotcha. What
It's in bad
changed?
shape. The county called me and said, "Hey, you gotta fix the house."
Yeah.
So
Well, it's on the
I just want to get rid of it.
derelict. It's on the derelict list, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, which basically all that is if they when they call you, you either need to take it down or you need to improve it.
Okay. Well, sell it, right?
So, what's that?
Selling is an option too, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna call you 800 times, but yeah, we'll buy it.
Yeah. Okay. It's like
So
2 acres. I guess you know that already, or you've been checking it out. Okay.
I haven't been on New Market Road, so I'm very familiar with the area. Where if you don't mind me asking, where are you in the area or no?
I'm over by the airport now.
Okay.
The street across the bowling alley, at the end of that street.
Yep.
I sold the house down the street from that house, 2482 Newmark, where the nursery was at.
Sure.
And yeah, it took him a year to buy it, but he finally bought it.
You're a patient guy. I wouldn't have been so patient.
Yeah, well, he tried really hard. He was dealing with the county, trying different ideas. He wanted to do mini storage there. They wouldn't let him do that. And then he
Sure.
was going to do house development, and something happened with that. So now I think he's bought it. He's going to split it up with his kids, I think. Give his kids a place to live because they don't have houses or something. But
There you
yeah.
Just one question about the property. I know it's in bad shape, but is it a tear down? Do you know for sure?
Not sure because I haven't been in it in a year.
Okay.
I know the roof was leaking, so one
Yes.
room the all the ceilings falling down, I believe. But
Sure.
I had a garage at the other house. I didn't think we could save, and that guy like had some Mexican crew came in there and fixed it all up. I didn't think he could fix it up, so I don't know. I mean, it could
Yeah.
probably be fixed up.
Sure. So, I mean, are you looking to get rid of this sooner than later, or what's the
Yeah, if I can
timeline
tell the
looking like?
county guy.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, 3 months maybe, I guess.
Okay.
But whatever makes a county man happy.
Okay. What kind of timeline did he give you?
He said, just call him back in a month and let him know what I'm doing with it.
Okay.
So maybe if I tell him I'm selling it, he won't, bug me anymore.
Yeah, he'll probably start bugging me.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. So, okay. Well, I'm familiar with it. What are you hoping to, achieve out of this, sale?
As much as I can. You mean price?
Yeah. No, just in general, I mean, what are you looking to hoping to get?
Not less than like 80. I don't know how much the land is worth. 2 acres.
Sure. So you're looking to get 80. And what is the letter?
You saw what I paid for it, right? I paid like 60 something for it.
Right. Okay. So what, can you tell me what the letter says exactly? Because, I mean, I don't think that we're that far off, but I would like to just know what the letter kind of – do you have it in front of you by any chance?
I didn't get a letter. He just called me.
So he called
you. Maybe it's something on the house. Or maybe they've been sending stuff to the house, and I don't never go over there.
Sure. Okay. I mean – okay, well, if you haven't gotten the letter, then it's just a formality at this point. So the next thing would obviously be you would get a letter. So luckily, it sounds like you're not in that stage yet.
Okay.
Now, I mean, I'm close, you know, because like I said, I'm familiar with the area. It would, you know, it's a little bit more than I would want to pay. I mean, is that negotiable at all?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess make me an offer. Make me say yes or no, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because, you know, I'm not here to just make you an offer and, you know, go back and forth. You know, I don't want to price gouge and play games. You know, I'm just looking to do a good, clean deal and do, you know, exactly what I say I'm going to do. You know, I do want to buy it. 70 is a little high. 80 is what you said, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be more on like this, you know, the 70 range. And I would, you know, I would take it as is and do what I need to do with the county to get it up to, you know, get it up to code.
They got stuff in it too.
Do you want the stuff in it?
I don't know what's still there. I think the back door is open, so I don't know what people have been taking. There's a Coca-Cola machine in there I'd like to get, and a pinball machine, maybe a dresser.
Okay.
If it's still there.
So, yeah.
I got so much crap, because the house I bought that I'm living in, I bought all his crap. And then I had 40 years of crap in the farmhouse that I sold that's in storage units now. And I had crap in that house.
Yeah. Well.
So I'm all crapped out.
Yeah. And, I mean, you don't live too far from there. So, I mean, would 30 days give you enough time to get whatever you wanted out of there?
Well, I would think so. I'd just probably pay some movers, I guess.
Sure. I mean, here's the thing, you know, I'm not looking to, you know, rush anybody to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you need 60 days to feel more comfortable, then that would be fine. But, you know, it's up to you. I mean, we can get it done in 30 days or, you know, 45 days. I mean, you tell me.
It's 60 days, I guess.
60 days. Okay. So, I mean, so let's just say July the 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And I mean, so with that 70, just to let you know, because a lot of people ask these questions, you know, I take care of all closing costs.
Okay.
And that's, you know, would you have a problem utilizing our attorney, which, you know, our settlement agent?
I should be okay.
Okay. And all that means is, you know, he can represent you and us with, you know, without any, you know, conflict of interest.
Okay. It's all paid off. I don't have any loans to pay off. Yeah, I borrowed on the other house and paid that one off
Okay.
at one point. But so I don't owe any money on it. So,
Yeah, well, that's good.
and I pay all the taxes on it every year.
Sure.
So he shouldn't find anything. I'm the only owner on it too.
Sure. And would you, so my attorney who handles all my closings, they're right off of Tarrant and Route 1. Are you familiar with that area?
Parham
Right near J.
Route
Sargent
One.
Reynolds, if you know where that is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, he can either do it virtually, meaning they can come to you and you sign the closing docs there, or at your house, wherever that wherever you want it to be at, or you can come into the office and sign it, when it's, at the 60 days. It's up to you.
Okay.
Does that sound
Well,
like a flexible option?
I probably haven't come to my work. We got conference room we could go in. But
Okay.
I'm at work more than I'm at home.
Okay. And I guess you're not, are you working today?
Well, today's my day off.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I get one day off a week.
Well, that's nice. And what do you do?
Air mechanic.
That's right.
So when you fly in down the airline and your airplane breaks, they'll call me to come fix it so you can leave.
So interesting enough, my partner and I, who are going to be, purchasing this, he's actually a pilot.
Okay.
So
You
you'd
fly for
have
the
to,
airlines or corporate or?
no, he's just a private pilot. He,
Oh, I see. I
we,
see.
our office is in the hangar here at the Hanover Airport.
Oh,
Yeah. Mr. Moore,
you
do
know,
you,
Jackie Jankos? He's over at Hanover.
I could ask him if he does.
He has like a AT-6 he's been building over there for like 10 years, 15 years.
I'm sure Forrest knows about him.
Okay.
Robert, do you have your email pulled up? And is, just to confirm, is your email rhm1999 at Gmail?
Correct, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. If you want to check your inbox.
Horace McGee.
That's us.
Okay. Yep, I got it. Whatever it
Okay.
is, what is it? Oh, that's the contract already.
Hey, it's one page, man. I told you, I don't like to waste time. If we're gonna do something, we're gonna do it. I know where the property's at, so.
Like to use your current location. Wow. Does it have a price on that or no?
Yeah, it says purchase price.
Oh, 70. Okay.
And obviously, we're buying it in as is condition, so just don't try to make any repairs to it.
And I can leave whatever junk in there, whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna bring a dumpster there, and we're gonna trash the whole thing. Whatever's left, so just make sure, you get what you need because it will be thrown away.
Okay. Let me have a day or two to think about this.
Okay. Is there something that I'm missing? I thought you wanted to sell it.
Yeah, I just want to think about it for, and ask, like my buddies and stuff, hey, what do you think about this? Am I doing the right thing? Or maybe sleep on it a day or two. I
Right.
don't see anything wrong with it so far.
Sure. Yeah, and I mean, I'm completely fine with that. This is, just to be full disclosure, we buy like 20, 30 houses a month. So I can't necessarily say that we were gonna do this every day. I'm willing to do it today. I know it needs a lot of work, but I can't guarantee this forever.
Okay.
So,
Give me one night to sleep on it.
okay, fair enough.
I'll let you know something tomorrow.
Fair enough, Mr. Moore. I appreciate you communicating that with me.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have any other questions for me?
No.
Okay.
So 70,000, 60 days to get my stuff out. If I get it out sooner, I'll let you know.
Yeah. I mean, is it, I guess I'll ask you, because you said you wanted 80 for it. Is it the price that you're unsure about?
I don't know. Can you go up any, like 75? Are you paying all the closing and no commission and all that crap?
I mean, here's the thing. In my world, if I give a little, you got to give a little too. I mean, if I go, it's more than I want to pay. I want to be at like 65 just because of the house needing a lot of work. And
Okay.
honestly, I don't know if it's a tear down or not. So I am taking that into account. If you do, so you asked me if I do 75. If we can get it done today, I would be willing to do 75 because it's a better use of my time to go on to the next thing.
All right,
And,
we'll do 75, and I gotta sign it now.
correct. It's just not worth my time going back and forth, over 5,000. But, I like to be a man of my word, so.
Well, give me a few hours. Let me read it over good. Maybe print it out.
Well, I mean, that's,
Let me
yeah, I mean, let's, can we read it together? That way I can just explain it to you if you have any questions.
Okay, that's fine. What happened to it?
All right, hang on. It's going to come to you.
CD
Just give me one
document.
second. Hang on. You'll have it in a second. Go back to your inbox. And just wait one second. Go ahead and take a peek at it. Should have
So
it.
do you send it again or just reopen what I you sent
I
before?
sent you the new one with the updated, purchase
Oh, okay.
price.
Okay. You got more. Parties $10,000 closing and tax. Buyer $100. Sold as in. Inspection period should be 21 days. So if you change your mind, can you get out of this yourself? Or
No, so the inspection is just for, you know, like if I know it's in rough shape and I'm prepared to take it down if I need to, but
okay.
I mean, if there is like, you know, wetlands on there, you know, that you know about that you're not disclosing to me, and you know, there's no way I can build another house or even fix the one, I have to cover my end. Yeah, I have to cover my rear end in any worst case scenario. I don't know of anything.
Of that stuff.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Closing time. Title policy. Title policy to the buyer. What do I have to get for that?
We take care of it in our closing costs. You know, since we pay for all closing costs, so you don't have anything to worry about with that.
Oh, you'll get the title and all yourself?
Yeah, we're going to. Uh-huh. So as soon as we get through, you'll get an email from us, and it'll have our attorney's information, and they'll reach out to you probably by, well, you'll be reached out to by tomorrow.
Okay. Should I have that since it's paid off? Like,
what?
In my safety deposit box?
No. It's recorded at the courthouse, so it's not something that you need to have.
Okay. By all closing. And the back door is open, so you can go in it whenever.
Okay.
So let me know what's in there.
How about this? I'll take pictures and send them to you.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Hopefully nobody's living in there that I know of.
Well, that's the, well, that's the risk I take, right?
Okay. You can fix it up for and rent it to them for real, I guess.
Yeah, I'll probably kick them out, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the only person on the house.
On the deed.
Yeah. That's it? It seems too easy. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
I can't work with everybody. But.
Let me see. Sign. Okay, I'll sign. Oh, you got my signature. I can't even get my signature already. And then sign something else in the past?
No, you have to set your signature, so I don't actually have it until you set it. Do you see a document?
I clicked on it and it was there.
Yeah, and then you just click the next button. That's because your name, I have it pre-populated, so when you do click it.
Yeah, I think I used that DocuSign before in the past.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Moore, I did get your signature. So, I know I heard you say something that kind of made me uncomfortable, which was, this sounds too easy. You know, look, I'm not sure what I can do to, you know, help you feel more comfortable, but that statement really makes me uncomfortable. So, you know, I buy a lot of houses. We do.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm thinking. You do this every day, so.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything that, I mean, are you comfortable? Because that statement made me a little uncomfortable. I mean, if you're comfortable, then I'm comfortable, but it did kind of throw me off a little bit.
I mean, I'm used to buying and selling houses. Well, it took a year to sell the other house, not like
Sure.
an hour.
Yeah, well, it's actually less than 30 minutes, but yeah.
Okay.
So you're good. I've done my
Yeah, I'm
job.
good.
You're happy. I'm gonna have my team reach out to you.
Okay.
You're
Send
gonna
me
get an
pictures of
email
what's
from
left
me.
in there, and I'll let you know if I want to get anything.
Okay. And then also, I'm going to let you know. I know you said, go in there anytime, pretty much. I'm gonna go in there. Let me check my schedule now. Like to have clear communication so you know exactly what's going on. I'm available tomorrow between 11. I'm sorry. I can be there at 1 if that is okay with you. And you
Yeah,
don't have to meet me,
I don't have to be there, right?
No, you don't have to
Yeah, I
be there.
got meet somebody at work from the airline at 1 tomorrow, but
Okay.
it should be okay.
So, and just to put my mind at ease, why did you even buy this property in the first place?
So I bought the other property first. My parents moved in and did the nursery, so I still didn't get out of the house from them. So I bought this other
Right.
house so I could move out the house from them to be on my own. And I rented it to my coworker for a year, and then I moved in it after that. And then when my parents got old, I was like, down the street from them to take care of
So this
them
was
or
your
whatever.
parents' house at first?
No, this is mine. The 2482, the farmhouse, the 12 acres.
Yeah.
I bought that. And my dad said, "Well, you have to put our names on it too, because you can't buy that by yourself." So I was dumb enough to put their names on it. So it was in all three names. So that was in all three
Sure.
names. And
Sure.
we had an offer
Now,
to sell it for $750,000, like 15 years ago. He didn't want to sell it, so I couldn't sell it.
sure. So tell me,
Then
when was the last time
I
you
said,
rented?
"Well, so when I bought this second house, I said, well, I'm gonna buy this one by myself, just me." And I was able to buy it. And then I
Sure.
watched the movie The Big Short, and then I found out, oh, they wouldn't anybody a mortgage back then.
Yeah, that's right. So tell me
So,
this, when was the last time it was rented?
oh, that was 20 years ago. And it was a buddy from work, and he just paid me cash. I didn't pay any taxes or anything on it.
Sure. And you're up to date with your taxes, right?
Yeah, I'll pay that. And the water bill. I cut the water off myself in the front yard. I guess it's still off.
Sure.
And I turned the power off in the box, so. But I still get like a water bill and a power bill for some reason.
Sure.
I've
Okay.
been paying all
Well,
that, the water bill and stuff, so nobody wouldn't know anything. So I guess they figured it out.
sure. Absolutely, man. Well, I tell you this, I will send you pictures of it, and let you know what's there. And I mean, you're just selling this 'cause you just want to be done with it. Is that right?
Correct. I
Okay.
was gonna tear it down and build my dream house there because I like the bike trail, but I'm getting too old
Yeah.
to mess with any of that crap. I'm happy where I'm
Yeah.
at right now. So. I work at the airport. I live 2 blocks from the airport. I need to build a garage, a bigger garage here, so I could use that to build a bigger garage here.
And you're an aircraft what? Controller?
Mechanic.
Yeah.
So when you're flying out on the airlines and the plane breaks and we got to call a mechanic out. That's me.
Okay.
We at the place I work does contract maintenance for like 12 different airlines because the airlines don't have their own mechanics here. So when the plane breaks, I'll come out and it's mostly stuff Because airplane has two or three of everything, and you can defer like one of them. So I mostly defer stuff.
Sure.
And then
Makes sense.
we can turn the plane off and back on like your computer, and that fixes it a lot of times.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. I'm gonna have my partner probably reach out to you because, and I'd like for you to even maybe come to the office and check us out. Well,
Oh,
you
you
see
said the
planes all
office is
day,
at the
actually.
airport?
Yeah, we have a at the Hanover Airpark. We have an office right on the airpark.
Oh,
So
okay.
you get to see private planes and jets, helicopters,
Yeah.
come in all
Yeah.
day. But
Yeah, I see
it's nothing that you don't
that
see. Yeah, I know.
all the
But
time.
it's cool for some people,
Right,
that don't get to experience that.
yeah. You can probably find out if they got some used tires over there for me. I take the aircraft used tires and I can sell them. That's
Used tires. I'll ask about it and I'll definitely let you know.
There should be an FBO over there where they work on airplanes and stuff, I think. And they might have a pile of used tires we need to get rid of.
Yeah, I can ask. Here, I'm gonna send you an email. You'll have it in just a minute here about kind of the next steps and just introducing you to my team. And we'll see if we can't, make this thing good, all right?
Okay.
All right, so just look for my email. You'll have it in about, don't know, 60 seconds.
Okay. Just look it over. I don't have to do anything with it, reply or anything.
If you want to reply and say received, thank you, that'd be fine, but you don't have to.
Okay.
It would be nice to get a to make sure that you got it. So if
Okay.
you could reply, that would be helpful, but if not, no problem.
Okay. All right.
All right, well,
My
I just
neighbor
sent it.
behind me there might get mad. You gonna split it and put two houses, you think, or no?
I really don't know until I see it. Depends on the condition of the house.
Okay.
Right.
The guy behind me wanted to buy some of the land so he could have privacy, but you put a fence up. He might even not even be there anymore. I don't know. I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. Well, I just sent you an email, so just reply to it and let me know how things go. All right.
Okay.
We'll be
Sounds
in
good.
contact with you, and I'll be there to take pictures tomorrow at 1.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome.
Bye.